It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I can just give you the numbers of Butler.
Please.
Against his own team. The 2017-2018 year, he went to Chicago. He put up 38 and 7 boards, 5 dimes in a loss at Chicago. 114-113, but okay. He had 38. The next year, he was on Philadelphia because he got traded mid-year by Minnesota. So Philadelphia at Minnesota late in the year, he had just 12 points on 4 of 17.
Wow.
In his return to Minnesota. They won the game, but he did have 13 rebounds. He had 12 points in a victory for Philadelphia. And then you had the game where it was Miami, and he went to, I guess, Philadelphia would have been the revenge game that year, and he didn't play very well. I'm looking for it here. Yes, here it is. 14 points on 5 of 11, 7 rebounds. They did win the game 108-104.
Okay.
So 2-1 in victories, 1 really good game, 2 kind of okay games.
Again, I'm not an expert on some of the other departures. This does feel a little different. This feels like a bigger deal. He wasn't in Philly for that long,
right?
And the departures at some of the other places, some are a little bit more contentious than others. This one feels like there was a long drawn out, hey, bleep you, no bleep you.
Yeah.
Right. This is Butler v. Riley. And it became a very, very big thing. And also the team he joins, very high profile team. Lots of winning, not only before he arrived, but also since he's arrived. And so this one feels maybe more ratcheted up than those other ones you just referenced.
Fair. Definitely fair. I do think that the Minnesota departure was as acrimonious as it gets. The Philly one, he was only there for a little bit. And one thing I learned from the Slater piece is Jimmy Butler was quoted as saying, I couldn't talk to these guys. And I looked at that roster on Philly that year. Joel Embiid in his second year, Markel Fultz was on that team.
Oh, man.
And just a whole bunch of maybe enigmatic players. And so Jimmy comes into Philadelphia trying to, you know, get things rolling. And
yeah.
Embiid, I think, will go down as one of the most curious players for me.
It's just a weird experience, isn't
right?
it? It's just a weird experience.
He's so supremely talented, but he's so oft injured, and he doesn't really have that dog in him. And he seems to come up small in big moments, but he is so unbelievably good.
But it also feels like there are moments at press conferences where, like, when the rubber really meets the road, he'll sell that teammate out.
Yep.
And sometimes I'm not exactly sure what Joel means when he speaks, but it feels like that has happened sometimes, whether it's Harden, whether it's Butler. I guess this is the other piece to it. Those other places that you mentioned, Butler didn't achieve nearly as much there as he did in Miami.
That's fair.
And so he was probably more, I think in Chicago he was definitely beloved because that's where he started, but very beloved in Miami. Like, he had a real footprint on a team in the NBA at a spot that was his. And so when you're that guy for an extended period of time, the love affair that the fan base has with you is intense. And then when it falls apart, then everyone has to pick sides and it gets very, very difficult. And so I don't know that that has been mimicked, certainly not in Philadelphia, even in Minnesota.
Not in Minnesota.
It all just fell apart too quickly, and they didn't achieve anything.
And in Chicago, it was a young team. He was a young player,
right.
And it was kind of Derrick Rose's team early on, and he did go to the playoffs four of his first 5 years and then bounced around to Philly and Minnesota, and then Miami. I'm just looking, 64 playoff games in four seasons. 64.
Damn.
That means...
That's a lot.
I mean, the first year you go to the finals, and then... One series and out, and then you played 17 games and then 22 games.
Yeah, you're looking at north of, quick math, how many? You said 64
in four
seasons? That's over 15 a year.
That's exactly 16 a year.
Yeah.
And that tells me that you're winning, like, you won three series, you didn't win a series, you won two series, you won three series. Yeah. That's a lot of series wins.
You're getting to the playoffs and maneuvering.
And going deep as an eight seed, you know, out of the play-in. And so, yeah, definitely... The level of being beloved. That's why tonight I'm fascinated to see the three-tiered reaction, the fans, his opposing players, and we won't see, like, the front office, or maybe we'll see Coach Spo post-game. Do they dap it up?
I don't know.
His former coach and Jimmy. I'm interested to see all of that. I doubt Pat Riley will come out of wherever he watches the game and, let's bring it in. That I doubt.
I wonder
the fans, though. If you're a fan... Can you really boo Jimmy Butler?
You can.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've got alcohol there.
Right.
I mean, that's where it comes, right? Go get liquored up and boo. Like, that's what some, I promise.
Remember Oklahoma City and Kevin Durant?
Well, that was
different.
And
all the cupcake shirts and all the rest of it?
That was different because I don't think that had anything to do with money, right? Oklahoma City was absolutely willing to pay Kevin Durant. And I also think that was one of those where Thunder fans never really bought the idea that Kevin was going to leave. And then it felt like he just did it in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? Like, there's different kinds of transactions. Like, take the Luka trade from Dallas a few weeks ago. Saturday night, like, everybody just did what they did with their day, or they're out, or they're at bars, or they're at restaurants, or whatever, and people's phones start going crazy, and they're like, this is fake. And then next thing you know, it's like, wait, it's not fake? This just happened with no buildup, and on a Saturday night, late? I mean, if you're on the East Coast, it was late. So when these things happen in the cover of darkness, I think they hit a little bit harder. So Oklahoma City fans were really, really emotionally broken by what took place. I don't know that a Miami fan was emotionally broken here. You might have been taken on a ride for a few months that bothered you, and you may have taken sides, but good Lord, it's not like nobody saw the Jimmy Butler trade coming. Everybody saw it coming.
Of course.
For a year.
Right. And I don't think Luke has been back to Dallas yet, has he, in a return game?
They played the Mavs. The Lakers
thought it was in LA.
And again, if you're a Dallas fan, I don't know how you can feel enraged toward Luka.
Yeah, you're mad at the GM.
And the whole thing about KD that I had forgotten is that Russell Westbrook was the one who called him a cupcake, which is why all the OKC fans embraced the idea of KD
being
and
cupcake.
The cupcake. And so that was fueled by another player. I don't think that Miami players have come out and, you know, railed against Jimmy Butler for doing what he did.
No, they've at least publicly had his back. I'm sure they've all got their feelings.
No doubt.
You know, and some of them actually probably have their feelings in the other direction. I mean, they are players. They're players. So why would they not? Like, every player I've ever known, when another player is, like, trying to get his, you know how they react to that. They're like, that's his business, and we support him getting his, because if he gets his, then we get ours. That's how most players look at it. I guarantee you some of those Heat players are probably not keen on how Pat Riley handled Jimmy Butler. That'd be my guess. I don't know. I haven't talked to any of them.
Yeah.
But that'd be my guess.
Well, and the Heat culture is a thing, I'm told. And so Jimmy Butler comes to Warrior culture, which, as we heard from Steve Kerr yesterday, the culture is Steph Curry.
Yep.
And Steph Curry, as Jimmy said in the piece by Anthony Slater in The Athletic, Steph Curry is about the nicest human being he's ever met. He's a ferocious competitor. But the Warrior culture is do what you need to do, be here on time, and fight like heck to win. And if that's the culture and you're Jimmy Butler at 35, you're probably loving that.
Let's go out to the phones. 888-957-957. It's Willard and Dibs. This is the day we've been waiting for. Jimmy Buckets is back in Miami. The game is right here in less than 2 hours, of course. Warriors Live is starting in 45 minutes. We're going to take you all the way up to the Andrew Wiggins revenge game that is about to unfold tonight on 95.7 The Game. Let's go to Leo on 880. Hi, Leo. Thank you for the call.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. You know, I don't know if you remember when Jimmy Butler was in the bubble in his hotel room, the people below him called hotel security because a guy was bouncing a basketball for 4 hours over their head. And hotel security came and found this guy drenched in sweat, but he's an intense guy. So I think I think we all kind of agree, like, one of the things that he wins on is his intensity. So things like not being on a team bus and not being on an airplane, he just may need that to fulfill his potential. Like, that gives him his edge. There was a great Madden quote. And when Madden said, look, I don't care if a guy comes down to lunch in a jock strap and nothing else, I don't want him to jump off sides in the game.
Yeah.
It's what he does in the game. And I think Pat Riley and the Heat just probably couldn't understand that. But I think the Warriors are going to be the perfect place to understand it. He's driven, like, his, and I hate to use that word, his superpower or whatever, but it's probably his intensity. And if he has people around him he has to do what he has to do.
Leo, I think it's a great topic that you're bringing up here. Thank you very much for the call. This is where I think the Butler thing gets really interesting. And there is a generational quality to this argument. Pat Riley is 80 years old.
Mm.
So I'm not here to say that Pat Riley's doing anything wrong. I do think Pat Riley does things the way they used to be done. And they're largely not done that way anymore. It doesn't make them wrong. This is the most relatable thing on earth. We all experience this. If you have kids or if your parents are still with us or whatever the case may be, generations have a hard time understanding the next generation and how they do things. And I think the Warriors and the Heat are really great examples of this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Because the Warriors have stepped into their own Bay Area culture. They've rebranded themselves through this Steph Curry generation. They have their own arena, their new place, and they have their way of doing things. And it is a much more modern way of doing things, which is, here's what matters to us, and if you execute those things, then outside of that, you can do whatever the hell you want. Meantime, Pat Riley is over here going, you're going to do every single damn thing I say. And only because he's the great Pat Riley does that sometimes work. I'd argue that the way Pat Riley tries to do it, if you try to do that in 2025 with young people, it largely doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't work anymore. It doesn't make it wrong. It's just evolution. That's a, and so that's why I do think that that Butler is vibing right now, but I also believe that this may last.
Well, you can do it, I think, with 23 and 24-year-olds more than you can with a 35-year-old. And, you know, Jimmy Butler's been around. He's been doing it. And now he's got a family, and he's got all these things, and he's got a resume and gravitas. And so when you have that same sort of old-school, my way or the highway mentality, yeah, an older player, a more veteran guy, probably will push back, especially when you're Jimmy Butler, a guy who is headstrong and unique in all the descriptions we've had of Jimmy Butler. And, you know, Pat Riley's book, The Winner Within, is older than almost every person on the Warriors roster. His book, let alone his run with the Lakers, which is, I mean, it's older than even Steph and Draymond and those guys. That happened 40 years ago. So Pat Riley's done it one way. And I will tip the cap for Greg Popovich. I don't know him personally, but it feels like he has adapted a little bit with the times and with younger players and kind of the new way, because he's also from the old school.
Well, you know who's popping into my mind is Belichick. Like, I can't wait to see how this plays out.
At
like,
North Carolina,
you're going to college, and he's out here, like, doing yoga poses on the beach with his 20-something-year-old girlfriend or whatever, and these are all things. He's become a media star. These are all things that most sports fans 5 years ago would have been like, what?
Right.
If I had laid this out for you 5 years ago, Belichick's going to be a daily star on media. He's going to coach in college. He's going to have a young girlfriend, and they're going to be on the beach doing poses and selfies together. You'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? But whether that's we never really knew Bill, or it's the evolution of Bill, or maybe some of both, which is probably true.
It's both.
Yeah, that is. I do think that's a compliment. That's a compliment when you can do that. Because if you can't do that, I think it's pretty hard to run organizations, to do them one way and to do that for however long Pat Riley's been doing it, like 40 years now. It's pretty tough. And like you brought up, like, how will Eric Spoelstra interact with Jimmy Butler? There are times where I look at this whole thing and I'm like, Spo is just a pawn here. He's a character in all this. He's the coach. I think he wants his best player out there, and he probably doesn't hate him, but he's very much always had to do things that Pat Riley wants him to do. And I just, that's just a vibe from me. I got the sense that that's what Spo was doing throughout this entire process. I don't think he hated Jimmy, but he had to execute the organizational directive, if you will.
Sure, and I wonder how much of it he also believes. He's been doing it for so long that there's got to be a lot of what he does that is tied into how Pat Riley's been running things. Because if you're that unhappy as Eric Spoelstra, you could get another job in the NBA or in college pretty easily. And I think about what you're saying, new school, old school, in terms of the NIL now in college, where because athletes can go out and make their own money and athletes can enter the portal and leave you, if you are doing things that maybe are a little bit too old school and a little bit too strict, if you're a good athlete, you can just up and leave now. And that's, I mean, it's great for the athletes, and it also defangs the coaches a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you were saying that you kind of buy in, and I've heard this from a few places, that idea, that NIL thing, has probably killed the mid-major tournament run. I don't know if I buy that yet. I know that kind of became a thing this year.
Right.
We'll see if that plays out over time. But I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, I think it just makes it harder. And you look at Florida Atlantic 2 years ago, which no one had ever heard of, and they made it to the Final Four, and four of their five starters left, and those four starters who left are all in the Sweet 16 on other schools. So you could do like a one-off run, and this year there was Drake that I liked and McNeese and Forget Liberty. I should never enter that school again. They got pounded by Oregon. But even your plucky little Cinderella efforts, you could win one game. You might win two. And if you win three, well, good for you. But if you do win three and those players get high profile, they're probably going to leave for that big money elsewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, even the upsets that happened. I mean, are you telling me that our Cinderella is named Arkansas and coached by John Calipari?
Right.
That doesn't sound like a... That doesn't sound like Cinderella to me.
No, and it's a team that's been deep in the tourney the last few years.
Yeah, and you know, won a national championship within the last, 25 years ago?
Maybe a little bit more than that. Sure. I mean, we're going back to Corliss Williamson, right?
Yeah. Oh, Nolan Richardson?
Yeah. 40 Minutes of Hell.
40 Minutes of Hell.
Boy.
What year was that?
I'm going to say 95.
Was that in the 90s?
Yeah. Actually, I have it right in front of me because... I was thinking about something we could do Thursday that would be fun because we're going to be at Chase.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be fun if we could get an alum, a basketball alum from the four schools who are going to be participating in Chase and either do like dual head-to-head interviews or do like something
fun. Do you mean
fun.
Like fans or players?
Players. Like, for example, Maryland is taking on Arkansas.
Okay.
So
you want to get Joe Smith to scream at somebody?
David Lee.
Okay.
Joe Smith, it's Florida that they're taking on.
Lucas, will you book that? Oh, okay.
I was going to send a text.
Get a little Joe Kim Noah.
Yeah, well, I thought Joe Smith because he's a former Warrior and David Lee, former Warrior.
Okay.
It's Maryland, Florida, so I thought that would be fun, and I just actually was looking for Arkansas alum. I think Moses Moody might be busy.
I hope so.
Although they don't play.
They don't play that night.
We could get, I mean, Moses would be fun to have
on. Travel day. Got to leave Miami and go to New Orleans.
Yeah, good point. NCAA champion 1994 for Corliss Williamson, 31 years ago.
That made me feel old.
But I thought that'd be fun if we could do like
if you could figure it out, if you could find these people, it a little pet project for
Arkansas
you.
Arkansas against Texas Tech, like Corliss Williamson and...
Go ahead, name Texas Tech.
I have to Google it,
yeah,
Mark.
Exactly. Okay?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.